Esther chapter 7. We need men and women with moral courage to speak and write their real thoughts, and to stand by their convictions, even to the very death. I am trying to imagine what happened in Esther's inner being immediately before she launched the crude accusation of Haman, face to face with who seems to have been the king's favorite person. At such moment of extreme stress, her body must have released more adrenaline, her blood pressure must have risen, her heart rate must have also increased. Perhaps Mordecai's stinging words urging her to act decisively resounded in his mind. I do not know if it was a tact or indecision that led her to make two successive banquets, or if it was her strategy to prepare a better scenario that delayed the frontal accusation. But no doubt behind all this was God's hand guiding her and controlling all the details. There may be difficult tasks, but you've been delaying or evading, and you need strength to start the conversation. Perhaps for such a time as this, these words come to your heart. Those confrontations, while difficult and dangerous, can save your marriage or your child's spiritual life. Esther's given us an example of preparation. It took her 12 months to prepare his appearance, to present herself before the king the first time around, but only 3 days of fasting to prepare her spirit. Without that prior preparation, we are not able to speak the truth in love. The word courage originally meant to speak one's mind by telling all one's heart.